Genealogy by Tim, Episode 1. Hello to all of my brand new listeners, and welcome to the first official episode of the Genealogy by Tim podcast. Today is Sunday, June the 6th, 2021, and I am Tim. In this first episode, I'll be introducing myself and the podcast, as well as identifying my intended audience. Later in the program, I will be outlining plans for my annual genealogy cycling tour of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Those who know me personally know that I enjoy at least one multi-day genealogy cycling adventure every year, and this year will be no exception. I'm a member of the Philadelphia Continental Chapter of the Sons of the American Revolution, or SAR. My qualifying ancestor for admission into the SAR was a man named John Hugendobler. He was of Swiss descent, and his parents settled in what is now West Hempfield Township, Lancaster County. In his honor, most of my recent Lancaster County area family history research has been on that surname, the Hugendobler surname. So I'll tell you a little more about that and my other genealogy adventures all in the next, I actually don't know how long this podcast is going to last. I'll be setting that precedent and many others today on this first episode of Genealogy by Tim. So this inaugural podcast episode has been over a year in the making, beginning during the great quarantine of 2020. One of the ways I kept myself busy was to build a home web server from an old laptop computer I had lying in the closet. I built this server as kind of a personal challenge to hone my web administration skills by sharing my love of genealogy with the world. The server now hosts an instance of my family tree using the WebTrees online genealogy software, as well as a blog-style website, which is where you'll land when you visit genealogybytim.com. When considering how I might extend the use of this server to other media, I came upon the idea of hosting a podcast, and this required a bit of extra experimentation, but I think I finally have the process down, and I'm ready to move ahead with this medium and give it a go. I hope you enjoy listening as much as I have enjoyed creating. Now, as of this day, my website and podcast are all hosted on a 15-year-old laptop computer using residential internet service. Naturally, I'm imagining a small audience for this podcast, at least to start. My primary audience in these early days of the podcast is the members of Philadelphia's First Friday Genealogy Group. I've been attending this group in its several incarnations for over a decade now, but I haven't been able to attend as regularly since I began teaching math for the School District of Philadelphia in the fall of 2017. So whereas I'm usually unable to attend group meetings during the school year, I intend to submit this monthly podcast in my stead, mainly to keep the group apprised of what I've been doing over the past month and what, if any, interesting strategies I've discovered along the way. After the First Friday Genealogy Group, my next intended audience is my own family and our relatives who have shown some interest in the work that I've done over the years, my parents especially, who have told me stories about their parents, my siblings who have occasionally come to me with questions about one relative or another, aunts, uncles, and cousins who have provided me with countless priceless photographs and memories, to the relatives that I've known all my life, and the relatives that I've met only in the course of my research. This podcast is for you. Lastly, this podcast is intended for distant relatives whom I have yet to meet. Anyone out there who finds my website by searching Google for an ancestor, this podcast is for you as well, and hopefully, at least for the time being, the audience will be modest enough for my DIY home web server to manage. I'm not yet planning to submit my feed to either Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify, although that may change at any minute. I can be impulsive at this sort of thing. For now, I'm not sure if my modest server would be able to handle the demand that would arise if just anyone could find my podcast by typing genealogy into a podcast app. In the future, though, if I can get some sort of Patreon donation thing going that would allow my website and podcast to fund themselves, I might then graduate to some professional hosting that would expand my podcast reach. For now, though, it'll be just us, and we'll see what the future holds. I'll tell you more about myself and the various branches of my family in future episodes. I wanted to spend the rest of this episode telling you about my upcoming genealogy bike tour of Lancaster, Pennsylvania, which is usually the highlight of my year. It is at one time a year when I forego all of my other obligations and I simply enjoy being myself and doing what I love out in the sun of Lancaster County. I've lived in Philadelphia all my life and I've never driven a car, mostly because I'm a little intimidated at the cost of driving. Cycling has always been effective and affordable, so I've always opted for that. And then when the time came to travel from Philadelphia to Lancaster in search of my roots, I considered taking a train or taking a bus, but I always returned to my trusty bicycle. A great friend and former roommate taught me the art of multi-day cycling and camping all the way back in 2007. He and I rode from Philadelphia to Rochester on more than one occasion, and from this experience, I built the confidence to embark on a similar solo tour from Philly to Lancaster. I believe that my first such trip was in the fall of 2013, and I've made it a point to make that trip every summer. Each time I go, I try to get to some area of Pennsylvania to which I haven't been before. In 2015, I made it all the way to Gettysburg to see an ancestor's name on the Pennsylvania Battlefield Monument. Then I enjoyed some apple pizza at the Adams County Apple Harvest Festival before heading up to Carlisle, Cumberland County, where I researched some relatives who settled just west of the Susquehanna. The following year, I traveled to Reading, and I made it out to the State Library in Harrisburg at least once. In 2019, I crossed off a bucket list item, cycling all the way to Moon Township, Pennsylvania, just west of Pittsburgh. This is the birthplace of my maternal grandmother. And from there, I rode up to Zelianople in Butler County before making my way back home. So when I say I'm going on my annual genealogy tour of Lancaster, there are a number of places I could actually end up. But Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, is usually the hub of all of those travels. Most of the sites I want to visit are centered around West Hempfield Township along the Marietta Road between Lancaster City and Columbia. And Columbia is along the Susquehanna River. This year's genealogy tour of Lancaster will take me all the way to Sunbury in Northumberland County. This is significantly north and west of my usual travels, but still remains on the east side of the Susquehanna River. The subject of my Sunbury research will be one John Hoogendobler, who was the grandson of the John Hoogendobler who was a veteran of the American Revolution. Since my admission into the Sons of the American Revolution, a research priority for me has been to fill in the Hoogendobler vitals of my family tree. My connection to the Hoogendoblers is through my paternal grandmother, who was born Joan Harrison in Philadelphia in 1932. Her paternal grandmother was born Cora Klein in Columbia, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, in 1877. It was Cora who married into the Harrison family and moved to Philadelphia, so you might call Cora my gateway ancestor to Lancaster farm country. Cora's paternal grandmother was Catherine Hoogendobler, who married into the Klein family. Catherine's paternal grandfather was John Hoogendobler, who was the veteran of the Revolutionary War. During my 2018 Lancaster tour, I was able to track down the late 18th century baptism records for most of the elder John Hoogendobler's known children, including Catherine Hoogendobler's father, Joseph Hoogendobler. During my 2020 trip, I was able to photograph the gravestones of most of Catherine's siblings. So you see that I'm working from both ends, down from the elder John Hoogendobler and up from his granddaughter Catherine, to fill in as many primary documents as I can to prove my relationship to John Hoogendobler, the Revolutionary War veteran, and also fill in details about his family. You see, my acceptance into the Sons of the American Revolution was proven on the basis of a previous application by a distant cousin. She was admitted into the Daughters of the American Revolution, and her application was based on a historical text called Biographical Annals of Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. This book was published in 1903 by the J.H. Beers Company. And thorough as this text is, it's not actually a primary source. As far as I can tell, many of the details in the book are derived from interviews conducted by the authors, and as such, the information is subject to the inexactness of memory. So my research goal in the first place is to prove my descendants from the elder John Hoogendobler using only primary documents. And to that end, I have only one document left to find, namely the baptism record that proves Catherine Hoogendobler's birth to her father and mother, Joseph Hoogendobler and Mary Hystand. My other research goal is to simply uncover as much information as I can about the Hoogendoblers generally. When I joined the Sons of the American Revolution in 2018, they put out a call for biographies of qualifying ancestors written by members. I hope to contribute such a biography for the elder John Hoogendobler in the future, and that will include some information about his family life, including his children and grandchildren. So, in the fall of 2020, during Labor Day weekend, in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, and wanting to stay away from indoor places, I did a cemetery-only tour of Lancaster County, and I was able to discover the final resting places of Catherine Hoogendobler's siblings, including Jacob and Mary, who are both buried at Silver Spring Cemetery along the Marietta Road in West Hempfield Township, as well as Joseph Hoogendobler Jr., who was buried north of West Hempfield in Mount Joy. I was unable to discover the final resting place of Catherine's brother John because it was too far away for that weekend journey. According to findagrave.com, John was buried in Pomfret Manor Cemetery in Sunbury, Northumberland County, which is the primary destination, the main event, if you will, of this year's genealogy tour. And my intention for Sunbury, Northumberland County, is to prove whether the Find a Grave Memorial for this John Hoogendobler is correct by going there and comparing anything on his headstone to the notes that I have. So I'll be embarking on my 2021 genealogy bike tour of Lancaster later this month. Although I haven't finalized all plans, I've sketched out the general arc of how this trip will go. As I said earlier, I'm a math teacher in the school district of Philadelphia. The last day for students is June 11th. Staff members like myself are expected to return on June 14th for one final day of the 2020-2021 school year. Once that's finished, packing and preparing for my trip will begin. My hope is to leave my home in Jenkintown early in the morning on Saturday, June 19th, toward Reading, along the Schuylkill River Trail. Another bucket list item of mine is to have lunch at the Pagoda in Reading someday. I don't believe this will be the day. The Pagoda website still claims that the restaurant is closed due to COVID, but in the off chance that they're open, I'd like to have lunch there. I'll probably end up at a local pub for lunch, probably the Ugly Oyster, which I enjoyed very much the last time I was in Reading. From there, in the afternoon, I will continue northwest in the direction of Sunbury and camp for the night, most likely at the Mountain Springs Camping Resort in Chartlesville, PA. I'm quite disappointed that the Roadside America tourist attraction in Chartlesville has permanently closed. That place once included a miniature town, which would have been fun to see. Roadside America unfortunately closed its doors for the last time last year in the wake of COVID. After camping for the night, I intend to reach Sunbury sometime during the day on Sunday, June 20th, and explore the Pomfret Manor Cemetery if there's time. I hope to camp just outside of Sunbury at either the Sunbury Airport Campground or the Fantasy Island Campground on Sunday evening into Monday. Monday will be a research day for me. I'll be visiting the Northumberland County Courthouse in the morning in search of wills and deeds bearing the Hogendobler name, and in the afternoon I will be visiting the Northumberland County Historical Society in search of newspaper items and maps related to John Hogendobler. If there's time, I would like to visit the cemetery again just in case I didn't find what I was looking for the first time around. And then if I wrap things up quickly enough, I might go ahead and head south toward Lancaster County after that, but I expect I'll have to stay a second night in Sunbury and depart there early on Tuesday, June 22nd. So Tuesday will be a travel day. I expect to end up somewhere near the Harrisburg area, possibly meet up with my girlfriend and enjoy a nice civilized night at a hotel or a bed and breakfast. And then from there, on the morning of Wednesday, June 23rd, I intend to travel through Elizabethtown and into the heart of Lancaster County, where I will resume my typical researches at the Lancaster County Historical Society and various cemeteries in the area. Details of the family of Catherine Hogentogler's brother, Joseph, will be of particular interest to me at the Historical Society. And after that, if I'm lucky, I would like to locate the final resting place of young Anne Hogendobler, who was a sister to John, Catherine, and Joseph. Anne allegedly died at the age of 11 in 1821, and if findagrave.com and familysearch.org family trees are to be believed, she is buried at the Grider Family Cemetery in Mount Joy. I would like to find evidence, any evidence that I can to confirm that the Find a Grave website is correct about her. There's a possibility that I will take up an offer from John Baker, the pastor of the Kinderhook Church congregation, to camp out on the church lawn on Wednesday and or Thursday evening. I have some ancestors buried in that church's cemetery, so this is a frequent destination for me. If it works out, it'll be my first time camping there. Mr. Baker told me last time of a local farmer who is well-versed in West Hempfield history. The farmer might be able to share some of that with me, or even put me in contact with some modern-day Hogendoblers. That would surely be interesting if it could be arranged. Come either Friday the 25th or Saturday the 26th, I will be wrapping up this year's Lancaster trip and heading on home to file away my discoveries and my non-discoveries. Whatever happens out there, I'll be bringing it home with me. One last thing to mention about this cycling trip. It'll be taking place during the Habitat for Humanity's Move for Homes, which is the socially distanced version of their annual Ride for Homes fundraiser. I've set up a goal of $900 fundraising dollars for riding 500 miles between June 4th and July 11th. You can help me reach that goal by donating to the Habitat for Humanity via the link that I've left in this month's show notes. That just about wraps up this, the first episode of the Genealogy by Tim podcast. I'm looking to drop the next episode on the morning of Friday, July 2nd, just before next month's first Friday genealogy meeting. That episode should contain stories of my adventures from this trip, as well as any other interesting thing I've worked on between now and then. Until then, I need to come up with a good sign-off. Fisher on Extreme Jeans, he says something like, as far as everyone knows, we're one happy family, so I need to come up with a good sign-off, something like that. Email your suggestions for a good sign-off to tim@restorationsbytim.com. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for me today. I'll see you next month.